It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Humboldt, Nebraska, where we have basketball this evening. It's a cross-county matchup tonight as the Fall City Irish, Sacred Heart Irish, have traveled out to Humboldt tonight to face the Titans on their home court during this holiday break. Both teams out of school now, so a little bit different environment to have this ball game this evening. No classes today means a little bit different opportunity. Talked to Coach Luke Sano before the game started. Mentioned they did have practice this morning kind of to get into that routine of being maybe at school, just trying not to break up the routine too bad. Both teams coming into tonight with winning records, the Irish 4-1 on the season, and they just beat Bishop LeBond in St. Joseph on Saturday 45-42. The HTRS Titans are 3-2, and they are coming off a loss, a close loss, 44-48 last Friday at Southern. So a close matchup this evening. Hope to have a good ball game here on the way for you. Welcome to all of our listeners. My name is Cody Schwong. MJ Evans, the studio engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studio, bringing you basketball action tonight. Richardson County battle. Again, the Irish 4-1 in the girls contest and the Titans 3-2. And then we will have a boys contest later this evening. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the Sacred Heart Irish, Coach Luke Sano. He will start Avery Sano, a senior at 5'5", Dorothy Krause, a 5'6 junior, Elise Reschke, a junior at 5'9", Bailey Limeron, a freshman at 5'4", and Hallie Jones, a junior at 5'9". So that's how Coach Luke Sano will start the evening. Avery Sano averaging 11 points per game. She hasn't missed a free throw on the season. And Hallie Jones averages just under 14 points a game at 13.8. For the HTRS Titans, it'll be Coach Skylar Kuhlman going with Ellie Pasandig. She is a senior at 5'10". She averages 13 points a game. Maddie Bredemeyer is a senior, a 5'5 senior. Kennedy McLarnon, a 5'7 senior. Lillian Bowen, also a senior, 5'6". And it'll be a sophomore, P.J. Howe, 5'7", and a sophomore. Howe will round out the starting five for Coach Skylar Kuhlman and the HTRS Titans. Again, my name is Cody Schwong, sitting in Humboldt, Nebraska, bringing you basketball action. Would like to remind everybody, you can join in on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's pretty easy to find, mscsports.net. There's a little Listen Live button in the top right corner, and then you find us at KLZA. That'll be your Listen Live button. You'll be able to find us anywhere worldwide. So if you got some friends that would like to hear some basketball on a Monday evening, call them up and tell them where to find us. We'll be happy to bring basketball more than just to Richardson County and the Titan/Irish area. What we're going to do now is send it back to the studio for a two-minute break, come back, and get ready to start this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, both teams have made it back to the benches here, getting ready to do the starting lineups in the national anthem. Again, it's the Titans and the Irish. The Irish traveling to Humboldt tonight in a girl-boy doubleheader. My name is Cody Schwann. I'm going to have all the live action here live from Humboldt. It's a pleasure to bring you some Monday night hoops in southeast Nebraska. The Irish, again, 4-1 on the season. The Titans, 3-2. Both teams off to a winning start record-wise this season. I got to speak with both coaches just briefly before the games. Both of them kind of excited about the way the girls are playing, just getting after it. The Titans have a lot of senior leaders on this team, four seniors in the starting lineup. So an exciting start for both squads here in southeast Nebraska with big hopes. The Irish will wear the black jerseys, green trim tonight. And obviously, the HGRS Titans, the home team, they will have the white jerseys in the blue trim. So both teams at the huddle right now. The Titans standing up, ready for the national anthem. So we'll send it back to MJ Evans for a two-minute break while they play the national anthem live from Humboldt.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Humboldt High School, we are just set for the girls' contest. The Irish have been announced, and they're out on the floor. And now the lights go out here in the gym, and they are going to announce the HGRS Titans. Kind of a cool vibe for a high school basketball game. The lights are off. They got some strobe light-looking things out there as they announce the Titans. Kind of a fun little deal that they do here at Humboldt. First time I've gotten to see this. It is the Titans and the Irish this evening. Live from Humboldt, we will have a boys game following this one. So stay tuned right close to that radio all evening long for high school basketball. We would like to remind everyone our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Made Lumber, building more than projects, they're building community. So anytime we like to see our sponsors or get a chance to thank them, people, please do so if you enjoy our coverage of high school hoops. Randy Gattula will be on the air tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3 once again. I believe he is going to be at Johnson County Central. Let me double check that. He will be at Adams. He will be at Freeman as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds will be traveling to Freeman tomorrow night. Again, that tip time around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. Randy Gattula will be on Sunny 101.3. Both teams out on the court will set for some high school basketball. It's Jones in the center to jump it up with Ellie Bestandig, and it goes to the Irish. Into the front court come the Irish with the basketball. Has Bailey Limmer on. Into the corner finds Sano. She'll shoot a three, right corner, up and good. Avery Sano quick on the trigger, and the Irish strikes first, 3-2-0, right away on the first possession. Back the other way. The Titans come, moving from my right to my left, with the basketball top of the key, three-point opportunity, up off right iron, won't fall. That was P.J. Howe on the shot. Ball's going to be tipped around on the rebound. Now girls are on the floor fighting for it, and the whistle blows as a jump call. The jump ball is going to be the call. A turnover to... or the ball will stay with HTRS. Just underway here from Humboldt, 3-0 the score. They lob it in to Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig averages 13 points a game. With the basketball in the right corner, they put up a shot, won't fall. Rebound goes down to an HTRS Titan. That was PJ Howe on the board. And she will draw a foul on the shot. Heading to the free throw line is PJ Howe. Foul is going to be called on. Avery Sano on Avery, her first personal foul, team foul number one. Free throw on the way up and off, won't fall for PJ Howe. Another opportunity coming. Both teams trying to settle in to this ball game here this evening. As PJ Howe takes the basketball for her second opportunity, up off, won't fall. Rebound comes down, Hallie Jones. Jones off to Limmeron. Limmeron into the front court. Limmeron, a freshman here, running the point. Now here's a ball from Krause trying to lob it down underneath to Reschke. Allie Reschke, Elise Reschke, that is, couldn't corral it. Could be last touch by HGRS. Stay with Sicker Harder. On the left side, inbound, underneath the hoop, they do to Reschke. Back out top, Sano. Sano has it at the top of the key. Dribbling to the top, they work it around to Krause on the right side. Now she'll try a long cross-court pass to Limmeron in the left corner. Uses her dribble back out top. It ends up in the hands of Krause at the free throw line. Back to the left side. Limmeron will try a look at three. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be corralled by P.J. Howe for the Titans. Into the front court with the basketball is Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer will hand it off to Bowen. William Bowen at the free throw line. Jump shot won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sicker Hart. Foul is going to be called on Hallie Jones. On Jones, her first personal foul, team foul number two. So two HTRS possessions, two fouls on the Irish. Free throw on the way up and off this time. No good for Lillian Bowen. Misses the front end, and the Titans start 0-3, 0-4-3 from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way up. Off front iron won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Elise Reschke for the Irish. Into the front court comes Limmeron. Cross-court pass left side now. Krause. Bounce pass underneath to Jones. Shot is in, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think Hallie Jones might have just picked up foul number... two, possibly. No foul called. No foul, believe, on the... interesting what just happened there. But nonetheless, it is Titans basketball. Now they lose it. They corral it. Down by three. 3-0 still the score after that Sano three-pointer on the first Irish possession. Titans basketball, right side. It goes over to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer uses the left hand, looks to lob it inside. P.J. Howe up and good. P.J. Howe with the first bucket for the Titans. It's 3-2. Irish in front with the basketball. Limmeron. Bounce pass to Avery Sano. Right in the spot, she knocks down that first three-pointer. They lob it inside to Jones. Jones working her way through traffic. And it's going to be stolen away. Stolen away by Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer into the front court. And they find a cutting Bestandig. Oh, Bestandig could not corral the pass from Bredemeyer there. Had an open look for a layup, just couldn't corral the pass. Going to go out of bounds to the Irish. Inbound to Limmeron. Limmeron will run the point. Facing a zone defense, 2-3 zone by the HCRS Titans. This is Limeron. She'll try a three from the right side this time. Up off front iron won't fall. Jones with the offensive rebound. Put back no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send junior Hallie Jones to the free throw line for two free throws. That foul is going to be called on Ellie Bestandig. On Bestandig, her first personal foul, team foul number one. Hallie Jones to the free throw line. First one on the way up off back iron won't fall. No good for Hallie Jones. Jones comes in shooting 52% from the free throw line on the season. Second free throw on the way here. Up and off front iron. This time won't fall. Rebound's going to be corralled by HCRS. On the rebound, Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon clears the rebound out to Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer works it to the right side now. Back over to the right, McLarnon. McLarnon hands it to Bowen. Bowen will use her dribble. Crossover dribble, top of the key, Bredemeyer. Now they lob it into the corner. Had a look for three momentarily. Decides to not do it. Bestandig has it now. Top of the key. She drives at the free throw line. Back outside. Bredemeyer on the drive. Up and off. Won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we will send the Titans to the free throw line for their fifth and sixth free throw already here in the first quarter. Foul is going to be called on the Irish. Irish Elise Reschke picks up the first personal foul as the free throw goes for Maddie Bredemeyer. And we're tied at three with 5:03 left here to go in the first quarter, pending a Maddie Bredemeyer free throw. The left-handed Bredemeyer takes aim, fires, gets that one to go, and the Titans have the lead, their first lead of the game at 4-3. Back the other way we go, left to right this time. Limeron bounce pass underneath the Reschke. Reschke tried to knock it into Jones. Thought Reschke had a chance to shoot that one there. And she tried to get it underneath the Jones. It's going to be a turnover to the Titans. Bredemeyer cross-court pass to Lillian Bowen. Bowen back to Bredemeyer on the left side. Holding the basketball against this Irish man-to-man defense. On the dribble drive, hand off the standing. Right side it goes Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer will lob it inside. Try to lob it inside just out of the outstretched reach of P.J. Howe. They're going to say last touch by Sicker Hart. They're going to say last touch by Sicker Hart. It'll stay with HTRS. Bestandig has it in the left corner. Back out top. Here's a three-pointer. Up, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around off the foot of an Irish defender there. Ball's going to stay with HTRS once again. 4-3 the score. 4:25 left to go here in the first. The Titans with the one-point lead here. Inbounding is Howe. Howe will lob it into Bestandig. She catches it at the free throw line. Now they go to Bredemeyer on the right side. Bredemeyer down into the corner. That's Kennedy McLarnon. Cross court. They try to bounce it underneath the Bestandig. And Hallie Jones on the steal. Here comes Elise Reschke. Reschke over to Limeron, left side. Uses her dribble to the top of the key. Now they found Kraus on the left side. Right side, Limeron has another open look for three. Up and off, won't fall that time. Avery Sano able to track down the rebound. Sano, they lob pass into Jones. Jones, up and good, plus the foul. Hallie Jones gets the bucket to fall and a foul. Put the Irish back in front 5-4. Foul is going to be called on. HTRS's Kennedy McLarnon. On Kennedy, her first personal foul, team foul number two. Into the ball game for the Irish comes Peyton Georges. Georges will check in, as well as Dacey Witt for the first time here this evening. They will replace Limeron and Kraus. Free throw for Jones on the way up and off. Front iron won't fall. Rebound's going to be fought for. Dacey Witt able to cause a jump ball there on the offensive rebound. Jump ball possession arrow is going to stay with the Irish. Dacey Witt will trigger it in underneath her own basket this time. Right in front of the HTRS cheerleaders. She throws it into the corner. Sano will try another three from the same spot. Up and good. That's the same word spot she hit one earlier. She's got 6 points on the night, and it's 8-4 Irish. Back the other way come HTRS. With the basketball is Howe this time. She'll hand it off to Bestandig. Bestandig uses a right-handed dribble drive to the basket. Puts a shot up. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Dacey Witt for the Irish. Into the front court. Pushing tempo now. She goes to the right side. Sano. Sano backs it back out. They swing it around against this 2-3 zone. Witt to the left side, Georges. Back out top, Witt. Left side, Georges will try an open three up and good. And that's 3 three-pointers for the Irish. It's 11-4. The Irish have opened this one up by 7 with 3:11 left to go in the first. A 30-second timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Humboldt, quick interesting stat that I got before the ball game. The Irish came into this evening shooting 30% from the three-point line. They got 4 girls shooting over 30% from the three-pointers, and they've made three here to start this ball game. With an 11-4 lead, it'll be the Irish defending the Titans this time. Outside open three look for the HGRS. Off no good. That was Lillian Bowen that time. Rebound's going to be tracked down offensively by P.J. Howe, and then the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Howe. Just kind of lost track of where she was there. It will be a turnover to the Irish. Now a little bit of confusion on the inbound. No one had was back there to help Stacey Witt throw the basketball in. Finally, Peyton George just runs back there and grabs it to throw it in. Reschke in the paint, back outside. Reschke dribble drives the free throw line. They bounce it under Reschke. Reschke up off the glass and good. Elise Reschke with her first basket of the night, and it's 13-4 Irish. 2:33 left to go in the first. Into the front court for the Titans with the basketball, P.J. Howe. She'll dribble to the left block, try to bounce past it underneath to McLarnon. It's going to be stolen away by Elise Reschke. Reschke back the other way. Pull-up jump shot. Up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Witt. Outside Sano, she'll try a three. Up and good. Avery Sano is 3 for 3 from three-pointers. She's got 9 on the night. 16-4 Irish. 2:07 left to go here in the first. Back the other way, the Titans looking to get some offense going here. They pass it into the right elbow. Now Bowen gets it. Bowen dribbles. Has it blocked away by Daisy Witt on the shot. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Elise Reschke. And then Reschke's going to lose it out of bounds back to HGRS. Sub into the ballgame for the Titans. Jazzy Fry, as well as Eden Durier. Durier checks into the ballgame for the first time as well. Vestandik. Looking to throw it in. Throw it into the backcourt to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer off to the right side. Durier, top of the key, Bestandik. Bestandik, right side. On the dribble drive, all the way to the right block. Up and no good by Eden Durier, but she is able to draw a foul. And we will send Eden Durier to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Hallie Jones. On Jones, her second personal foul, team foul. Number 4 now. Free throw line. Shot is up and no good by Durier. Another one on the way. Jones will have to take a seat with picking up that second foul. Elise Reschke will take her place. Free throw for Durier. The second one off left this time. Won't fall, but the rebound is going to be tracked down nearly that time by Jazzy Fry. Fry is going to save a possession for the Titans as the ball went out off of Sicker Hart. The Titans inbound it to the left block to Standing. Outside it goes, three-point shot by Bowen that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by HGRS once again. That time it was Durier. Now here with the basketball is Bowen once again. She'll try to drive. Paint shot up, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around and into the hands of the Irish. Whistle is going to play. They're going to say Eden Durier was trying to track that one down and stepped on the baseline. A minute 18 to play in the first, 16-4, Irish opening up a 12-point lead here in the first quarter. With the basketball is Witt. Witt, crossover to the right hand, back to Sano, looking to get it inside to Reschke. They'll move it back to the left side this time, Witt. Witt will hand it to Georges. Peyton Georges uses her dribble. Now they get Sano in the right corner, thought about the three. Now they go back to Georges in the right corner, a little give and go. Sano has it, top of the key. Shot clock down to 8. Georges has it. Sano has it. She'll try another 3. Up and good. Holy smokes. Avery Sano four three-pointers all in the first quarter, and it's a 19-4 Irish lead. HCRS has 36 seconds here. Here's a three-pointer by Matty Bredemeyer. Up off, won't go, but Standing pulls down the offensive rebound. Can't get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and Ellie Vestandig will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Sickerhart's Kinley Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg checked into the game without me noticing. She picks up foul number one, and we will send Ellie Vestandig to the free throw line. First one up and good for Ellie. Sub into the ball game comes Bailey Limeron as well as Dorothy Krause, both checking back in for Sickerhart. 19-5, 30.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Free throw for Bestandig, up and good. She is 2-for-2 from the line, and now it's 19-6. Irish with the basketball is Sickerhart. Dacey Witt setting up the offense. The HCRS Titans have now went to a man-to-man defense with Lillian Bowen face guarding Avery Sano, who has 4 3-pointers here in the first quarter. With the basketball, moving to her left, Dacey Witt fakes a pass up and good off the glass. Great dribble drive there by Dacey Witt for her first basket of the game. Here's a long down court shot by Vestandig that won't fall, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. 21-6 the score, the Irish in front. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're enjoying Richardson County basketball this evening on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Start of the second quarter, 21-6. The Sickerhart Irish, Lady Irish, in front of the Lady Titans here at Humboldt this evening. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. It will be Titans basketball. I'd like to remind everyone our presenting sponsor for this game is Mead Lumber. They're building more than projects, they're building community. Titans basketball to start the second quarter with the basketball is Bredemeyer. She'll lob it in to Bestandig down the lane, up and off the glass, and good. Plus the foul. Ellie Bestandig scores the basket for the Titans, and we will go back to the free throw line for HCRS. That foul is going to be called on Dacey Witt, her first personal foul on the evening. Bestandig's free throw up and good. She is now 3-for-3 from the line. The Titans are 5-for-11. They shot 10 free throws there in that first quarter. 21-9 the score. Here's another three-point look on the ensuing possession by the Irish. It won't fall. That time it was put up by Limeron. She tracks down her own rebound, driving to the basket. Up off, won't fall that time. And it's going to be cleared out of there by P.J. Howe for the Titans. Bredemeyer with the basketball across the Titans logo here at HTRS. Cross-court pass, it goes Howe. She'll try a left elbow jump shot. Up and good. P.J. Howe. With her second basket, she's got 4 points now, and it's just a 10-point lead for the Irish, 21-11. Dacey Witt with the basketball. Crossover dribble, now she spins around, hands it off to Limeron. Limeron uses a spin to the free throw line. Pro hop outside Witt, 3-point look, left corner off won't fall. Dorothy Krause able to crack the offensive rebound. Now here's a turnaround jump shot put up by, in there now is Rachel Bauman. Bauman can't get the shot to go, but she will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. Just underway here in the second quarter. Foul is going to be called on HCRS's Ellie Bestandig, her first personal foul, team foul number one. Bauman's free throw on the way up off front iron won't fall that time. Another opportunity coming here. Bauman stands at the charity stripe, 7 minutes even showing on the game clock. Free throw up and good that time. Rachel Bauman, She enters the scorebook, and she goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 22-11 the score. Into the front court with the basketball, Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer dribbles it. Oh, nice little move there by Maddie Bredemeyer. She gets her first field goal. She does have 2 free throws. She's got 4 points on the night. And it's just a single-digit lead for the Irish with the basketball at 22-13. Here's Krause with it in the right corner. The defensive efforts picked up for HTRS here in the second quarter. Now Witt has it on their left side. She uses a dribble and a big collision at the top of the key. I believe they're gonna tag it on HTRS. Yes, they will. Maddie Bredemeyer, the officials had a little bit of a discussion there right around the top of the key here on the north end of the gym. But nonetheless, it will be a foul on HTRS Maddie Bredemeyer, her first personal foul, team foul number 2. Underneath the basket, throwing it in is Avery Sano. Sano tries to go to Krause on the left side. It's going to go off of Krause's. I think she lost it off her hands. Then it might have bounced off of her forehead. And it's going to go out of bounds to HTRS. PJ Howe will have it. The Titans looking to crawl back into this one after trailing 21-6 at the end of one. Into the front court comes Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to the left side. Back out top. Here's an open look for 3. Left wing off won't fall. That was put up by Kennedy McLaren. McLaren can't get the 3-pointer to fall. Here's Sano. Had an open look momentarily. Bowen right on her as soon as she caught that one. Hand off to Witt. Left side. Crossover dribble to the paint. Back out top. Limeron tries a 3. Up and good. Bailey Limeron with her first field goal on the evening, and it's a 3-pointer. The Irish now with 6 on the night, 25-13, Sicker Hart. Back the other way come the Titans. Bredemeyer to Bowen. Bowen will try a left short corner jump shot that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Sano, off to Witt. Witt facing full court pressure put on by McLaren. Now they get into the front court. Limeron, another look for 3 from the left corner. Up and in and out, won't fall. Krause on the offensive rebound, put back up, won't fall. Ellie Bastandig able to pull it down, then a lot of contact down there. And it's going to be a reach-in foul on the Irish as Ellie Bastandig did a good job of rebounding the ball for the Titans. On the foul, they're going to tag Dorothy Krause. Krause, her first personal foul, team foul number 2. Titans basketball. With it is Maddie Bredemeyer. Maddie averages 4.7 points per game for this Titan squad. Off to the right side, defended by Sano. Gets tied up momentarily. Now they throw it across to Bowen on the left side. They hand it back out. Howe will try to bounce pass it underneath. Underneath there to steal it was Leish Reschke. And the ball is going to stay with the Titans as Reschke was standing down there on the baseline. 5:09 left to go here in the second quarter. Irish 25, Titans 13 in this girls' contest. Inbounding is PJ Howe. Howe will lob it in to the top of the key. Able to track down the basketball was Kennedy McLaren. They tried to lob it into Bastandig. It was just a little too tall for Ellie. And anyways, they do corral it. Setting up the offense is Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Bowen. Top of the key. She'll drive it to the free throw line. Out top. Now they lob it inside to Bastandig. Turnaround jump shot up off the glass and good. Ellie Bastandig now with 7 points on the evening, and it's 25-15. Irish up by 10 with the basketball. Limeron takes it at the right elbow. Now she picks up her dribble. They bounce past it to Sano. Avery able to corral it. Uses her dribble to the top of the key. Left elbow. Now she loses it. Ball's going to be loose on the floor. Sano throws it out of there to Reschke. Reschke back out top. Limeron. Shot clock down to 10 now. Limeron uses her dribble drive. Hands it off to Witt. Witt driving to the paint. Out top Limeron. She'll try a 3. Top of the key. Up and good. Bailey Limeron knocks down another triple. She's got 2 on the night. Or they call that one a 2-pointer. They might have called that a 2-pointer. We have a timeout on the court. 27-15 the score here at Humboldt. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4:13 left to play here in the second quarter. It is an Irish lead of 12 here, 27-15. The referees did a good job of seeing that. Now they do put 28 up on the board, so it was a three-pointer by Bailey Limeron. Limeron with the 6-7 three-pointer on the night for the Irish. 28-15. Here's Bestandig with it for the Titans. Shot is put up and good by Kennedy McLarnon. Her first field goal on the evening, 28-17 the score. Here comes Witt into the front court, left side, far side in front of the Irish fans. Here's Limeron. She passes it to the left side. Limeron will try a jump shot from the left elbow that won't fall as she was on the dribble drive. She is going to be fouled, and we will send freshman Bailey Limeron to the free throw line for a pair. Foul's going to be called on HGRS's P.J. Howe. On P.J., her first personal foul, team foul number 3. Free throw up and good that time by Bailey Limeron. Limeron now with 7 points on the evening. 29-17 our score. Into the game for Sacred Heart comes Peyton Georges, checking back in once again as the second free throw for Limeron falls. 30-17 the score. The Irish, a three-point clinic here in the first two quarters so far. On the right side, Howe. Bredemeyer gets it now on the left side. They're looking to go into a standing. Thought she had good post position. They go back out top. Bredemeyer will try driving, but right baseline. Going to have it knocked away into the hands of Howe, who tries a jump shot, won't fall from the left wing. Now into the front court for the Irish. On the push is Daisy Witt. Daisy Witt, crossover dribble. They hand it to Limeron. Limeron is going to travel with it. Limeron corralled the basketball over there on the left wing. Witt kind of ran in front of her, and I think Limeron was going to drive it to the left side. As Witt ran in front, she kind of got a little mixed up and got caught traveling there. The Titans will have the basketball. We're nearing the three-minute mark here in the second. Left side with it is Kennedy McLarnon. Now it's Bowen. Bowen back out to Bredemeyer, top of the key, cross-court pass Howe. Now the Irish have dropped back into his zone. Here's a steal by Dorothy Krause as they were trying to throw it over to Bredemeyer. Krause up off the glass and good, plus the foul. And one opportunity coming for junior Dorothy Krause. Foul's going to be called on P.J. Howe. P.J. picks up her second personal foul, team foul, number 2. Into the ball game for HGRS comes Jazzy Fry along with Eden Durier. So the two subs that came in the first quarter come in here in the second once again. Krause's free throw on the way up and good. Nothing but net that time for Dorothy Krause. A 33-17 Irish advantage. HGRS does have the basketball. Left side with it, Maddie Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, cross-court pass to Durier. Now down into the corner, Lillian Bowen. Bowen, top of the key, back out to Durier. Left side it goes, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, well on course. Cross-court pass ends up in the hands of Bowen. Now the ball is going to be tipped around and go out of bounds to the Irish. A lot of passing there for the Titans, I believe, or I mean to say, and just got a little bit sloppy with it, and it's got to be a turnover to the Irish. 2:25 left to go here in the second. The Irish with the basketball, up 33-17. Here as we near halftime. Bailey Limeron, spin move to the paint, shot up and good by Bailey Limeron. Limeron now with 10 points on the evening. She's leading the way right behind Avery Sano. She has 10, Avery Sano with 12. Now here's on the right side Durier for the Titans. They go back to her from Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, top of the key. She'll try a three. Up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Jazzy Fry. Fry is going to end up turning it over to Limeron. Limeron, dribble drive, up, off, and no good. Rebound's going to be down to Witt. Up, won't go. And the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds to HTRS. 35-17, a minute 40 to go here in the second. Coming into the ball game for the first time comes Titans Schaefer Cumbrough. Cumbrough in for Durier. Maddie Bredemeyer will throw it in. She goes into Bowen. Right back to Bredemeyer. Across the timeline, again, moving from my right to left here, as we sit at HTRS. Ball's going to be saved from going out of bounds, but the Titans turn it over. Daisy Witt on the steal. Witt pushes it back the other way. This is Limeron. She tries a jump shot, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Lillian Bowen. Bowen brings it up herself this time to the top of the key. Now left side, they go outside Cumbrough. Cumbrough cross-court pass. Had an open look over there with Fry. Off to go back to the top of the key, Bredemeyer. Now they get it inside to Bestanding. And a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called as Dacey Witt was down there tying up the basketball with Elliot Bestanding. Back into the game for the Titans comes P.J. Howe. As the clock shows 1:08 here in the second, 35-17 our score. With the basketball is the Irish, Dacey Witt. She'll bring it across right in front of the scores table this time. Now crossover dribble, she goes to the left. Uses a screen from Reschke, back out top Sano. Sano been quiet here in the second quarter after knocking down four threes. Here's dribble drive, put up jump shot, up and good by Dacey Witt. Witt with her second basket on the evening. She's got 4 points. Clock's under a minute to go here in the second, 40 seconds to be exact. On the dribble drive, Maddie Bredemeyer. Oh, nice move to the basket. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound's going to be brought down by Dacey Witt. And Coach Luke Sano up off the bench, instructing his Irish squad to hold it for nearly one shot here, as the shot clock and game clock are about 1 second apart from each other. With the basketball is Peyton Georges. Cross-court pass, it goes Limeron. Now to Witt. Clock's down to 9. Witt, dribble drive, bounce pass underneath Reschke. Reschke puts a shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Schaefer Cumro for the Titans. On Schaefer, her first personal foul, team foul number 5, as we will send Elise Reschke, who has a field goal on the evening, to the free throw line. First free throw on the way up for Elise. Up and off, no good. Elise, on the season, shoots a free throw percentage of about 62.5. Reschke. Another opportunity here. Free throw on the way up and good this time. She's got 3 now on the evening. Clock's at 4.4. Titans with it. Ahead they go to Bredemeyer. She'll try a half-court shot. Up and off. No good. Close. That'll take us to halftime. The score, 38-17. The Irish in front here midway through this ballgame. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and look at the first half stats. You're enjoying Richardson County High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime port this evening is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. It's the Irish with the lead here at halftime in the girls' contest. 38-17 the score. Looking at some individual scores, first for the Irish, they're led by Avery Sano, who knocked down 4 3-pointers, all in the first quarter, was held scoreless there in the second as the Titans started face-guarding Santo, but she did have 12 there in the first half. Right behind her, Bailey Limeron, just a 5'4 freshman, averages 8 points. She's got 10 here in the first half. Dacey Witt has 4 points, and it's 3 apiece for Elise Reschke, Dorothy Krause, and Peyton Georges, and it's 1 point for Rachel Bauman, and Tally Jones also added 2 for their total of 38. For the Titans, they're led by Ellie Bestandig, who averages 13 on the year. She has 7. It's 4 points each for Maddie Bredemeyer and P.J. Howell, and 2 points for Kennedy McLarnon for their total of 17. That's our halftime score, 38-17. What we're going to do right now, send it back to the studio to M.J. Evans. She's going to give us some sponsorship information, take a look at the weather, see how our Christmas weather is going to fare this week, and then we'll be back for second half action here at HGRS. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a little bit of patchy fog possible. We'll see a low temperature of 34 degrees with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, fog to start the day, otherwise sunshine, with a high temperature around 58 degrees and northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night, cloudy with a low temperature in the upper 30s and southeasterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 30s. Thursday, Christmas Day, partly sunny, with temperatures well above average, highs in the mid-60s, southerly winds at 5 to 10. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures again in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny, just a little bit cooler, highs near 60 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine, and high temperatures in the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Experiencing low back, hip, or groin pain, bladder issues, or discomfort? It could be your pelvic floor. The expert physical therapy team at Sabetha Community Hospital understands. We offer specialized pelvic floor therapy for urinary urgency, incontinence, pelvic pain, and more. Through education, strengthening, and techniques, find relief and improve your life. Take control. Contact the physical therapy department at Sabetha Community Hospital today.
Want a unique gift that is fun, builds skills, and boosts confidence? At Hella Martial Arts, we have gift certificates for all of our classes. Learn more at hellamartialarts.com. We have something for everyone. Get the kids off the screens this holiday break. Sign up your child for the Camp Cabin Fever. This event is Tuesday, December 30th, 9 to noon, with self-defense training, stunt work, tumbling, games, and more. That's Camp Cabin Fever at Hella Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, where we are at halftime of the girls' game. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you live action here this evening. It is the Lady Irish with a 38-17 lead here at the break. As the teams are back out on the court warming up, we'd like to remind everyone we will have more holiday break basketball, as I like to call it. Randy Gatula tomorrow night will have action for you right here on Sunny 101.3. He will be with the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds out at Freeman in Adams tomorrow night. Girl game scheduled to tip off around 6 o'clock. So looking for more holiday hoops, jump over to Sunny 101.3 or the MSC Sports Radio Network and listen to some hoops tomorrow night. 38-17 our score here at half, as we are about set for third quarter action. In the first half, it was Avery Sano leading the way with 12 points. She did hit 4 3-pointers all in the first quarter, and then the Titans were able to hold Sano scoreless, but still facing a 21-point deficit, 38-17 here to start the third. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Skyler Kuhlman for the HCRS Titans drew up in the locker room. Might be able to come out and change some things, get some things going offensively for the Titans. As you heard the buzzer there, that means the teams are back out on the court. We're ready for third quarter action. It will be the Titans basketball. Good crowd on hand here this evening. The Irish across the way from me as they sit on the west side of the gymnasium, and the Titan fans have filed in here to fill the east side. With the basketball, it's going to be Bredemeyer. She will have it and set up the offense for Humboldt on the right side. She lobs it into Bestandig, running a little set play action. Bestandig has it. Off the top of the key, Bowen. Bowen now left corner to Howe. Howe back out top. It goes to McLarnon. Here's a three-point opportunity put up by Bowen that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by the Irish's Elise Reschke. Reschke into the front court, Limeron. Limeron back out top, using a screen from Jones. Has an open look for three, will fire off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Lillian Bowen for the Titans. She will push it into the front court. Bowen, right side, into the short corner. Back out top, it goes Bowen now. They swing it around Bestandig. Bestandig, dribble drive, gets it down to the right block. Outside Bowen, open three-pointer from the right wing that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Hallie Jones for Sicker Hart. Stacey Witt pushing tempo into the front court, right side with it. Limeron now. Now back out top. Witt swings it to Sano. Sano's going to try a three. First shot for her put up here in the second half. Rebound's going to be tipped around on the missed shot, and a jump ball is going to be the call. Possession arrow stays with Sigurd Hart. A minute played already here in the third. No score. Still 38-17 here at HGRS. Inbounding Limeron. Holding it, running out of time. Now they do get it into Sano. Sano, out top Reschke. Reschke, open look for three. Up and in and out. Won't fall. Ellie Bestandig on the defensive rebound for HTRS. Into the front court comes Bowen. Lillian Bowen. Right side, Bostandig. Bostandig defended by Jones. They try to lob it inside. Ball could be tipped around, stolen away. Reschke on another with another steal. Into the front court comes Reschke. Nice pass underneath Jones. Up and good. Great execution started by Elise Reschke. Hallie Jones gets a field goal to go. She's got 4 points on the night. Back the other way, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer out to Bostandig. She'll try a three. Off won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by ECRS's Kennedy McClarnon. Now Bowen on the dribble drive. Up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around once again. Now the Titans are going to lose it into the backcourt as P.J. Howe was trying to throw it out top to Bostandig. Just went over Bostandig's head into the backcourt. Turnover to the Irish. 40-17 the score here in Humboldt. Daisy Witt, oil triggered in right in front of the Irish bench. They throw it into Limeron. Limeron hands it back to Witt. Witt, right side, she goes with it. Cross-court pass, long cross-court pass. It could be stolen away. Good defensive effort there by McClarnon. McClarnon to the right block. She's still using her dribble. Hands it off to Bredemeyer. Up off the glass and good. Maddie Bredemeyer scores another basket. She's got 6 points on the evening. Here come the Irish back the other way. 40-19. With the lead and the ball, Witt goes inside, back out Sano. Sano will try a triple. This time it doesn't hit anything. Jones is going to save it from going out of bounds on the missed shot, and Bredemeyer is going to bring it across the timeline for the Titans, moving from my left to right now as we are in second half play. With it is Howe. Back out top it goes. McClarnon, they get it inside to Howe, who was cutting through the middle there. She's going to have it tipped away by the Irish. It will stay with HCRS. Clock shows 5:18 left to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding is P.J. Howe. On the right side, underneath her own back, in front of the Titan cheerleaders. Bounce pass into Bowen. Left side, turnaround, jump shot, up and off, run iron, won't fall. Ellie Bostandig, big offensive rebound, up and good. Ellie Bostandig with the offensive putback, and she's got 9. Score is 42-21. Left side, Reschke. Reschke in the paint. Shot up and good. Reschke with another basket. Elise was just standing in the paint there. Went to turn around to the basket. Thought she was going to have a defender in her face. Found herself wide open. Here's Bredemeyer with the dribble. Bostandig to the left block. Tries to bounce it underneath. Ball's going to be stolen away by Reschke once again. Now the ball is going to be on the floor. Whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call. Possession arrow is going to favor HTRS here. 42-21. Elise Reschke. Kind of the story of this Irish defense, just kind of very, very active defensively. Don't keep track of any defensive stats, rebounds, steals, etc., but she has to have a pile of them here in Humboldt tonight. Now here's Reschke on a rebound on the missed shot by HGRS. Fast break opportunity. Up off the glass, can't get it to fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans as Daisy Witt was able to keep that one alive. Elise Reschke was ahead of everyone, just couldn't get the layup to go. On the inbound, they throw it to Reschke, top of the key. She'll dribble drive to the hoop, up and good, plus the foul. So we will send Elise Reschke to the line where she is 1-for-2 on the night. Foul is going to be called on Humboldt's P.J. Howe on Howe, her third personal foul, team foul number one. A host of subs getting ready to check in for the Irish. That's Dorothy Krause. Krause will check in, as well as Peyton Georges. Reschke at the free throw line. She's got 7 points on the night. She's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Free throw off won't fall that time. Rebound's going to be tracked down by HTRS's Jazzy Fry. Fry off to Bostandig. Bostandig into the front court, top of the key. Left side it goes Bowen. Bowen uses her drive, back out top. This is McClarnon with it. McClarnon to the right side, trying to throw it underneath to Bredemeyer. Just a little too tall for Maddie Bredemeyer to corral that one. Ball is going to go back to the Irish. Now into the ball game for Sicker Heart comes Kinley Lichtenberg, a freshman, checking in for Sicker Heart. 44-21 the score. 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Lichtenberg tried to turn around and jump shot at the free throw line. It's going to be blocked away by Bostandig. Bostandig on the block and the rebound. Off to Bowen for the HTRS Titans. Now off to the right side it goes. Maddie Bredemeyer will try dribble drive to the paint. Up off the glass and good, plus the foul. Great dribble drive there by Maddie Bredemeyer. She moved from right side into the paint, put a shot up with that left hand, gets fouled, and the bucket goes off the glass. Foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Allie Jones. Allie's going to pick up foul number three, team foul number one, as Bredemeyer's free throw will not fall this time. She does have 8 points on the evening. Back into the front court come the Irish. Krause turnaround jump shot by Lechtenberg won't fall. Krause bounce past it under there to Lechtenberg. Ball's going to go out of bounds to the Titans. 44-23 the score. Bredemeyer into Bowen. Lillian will bring it across the timeline. Left side this time in front of the defense of Dorothy Krause. Here's a nice pass underneath the Bastandig. Oh, can't get the shot to go. Bastandig had an easy one under there and just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes the Irish. Dorothy Krause, cross-court pass into the hands of Peyton Georges. Georges is going to travel with it as she was moving towards the lane there. 3:16 left to go here in the third. Turnover by the Irish. Up 44-23 here. With the basketball are the Titans, looking to get a little bit of momentum going as we get closer to that fourth quarter. Looking to just chip away a little bit. Bowen has it at the free throw, at the volleyball spike line, that is. Now she's going to lose the handle on it. It's going to go into the hands of McLarnon. No turnover. It is going to end up going to Bastandig at the free throw line, who knocks down the jump shot. Bastandig scores again. She's into double figures with 11. 44-25 now the score. Irish back the other way. Krause has it. Cross-court pass goes into the hands of Georges. Georges to Limeron. Back to Georges. Georges to Limeron. They play catch with it again against this 2-3 defense of HCRS. Here's a three-pointer put up by Limeron. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be into the hands of Ellie Bastandig. Bastandig took a big shot to the forehead there. Big shot to the forehead on the rebound. Does corral it. No blood. Doesn't look like any blood. She will take a seat in to replace her P.J. Howe. Into the ball game for the Irish comes Rachel Bauman, as well as Daisy Witt back into the ball game for the Irish. Into the front court for HCRS comes Maddie Bredemeyer with it. Top of the key, it goes right side Bowen. Bowen back out top. Now they Howe. Inside out game ends up in the hands of McLarnon. Back inside Howe. Turn around, up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Lechtenberg. Cleanly, Lechtenberg clears the rebound off to Stacey Witt. Into the front court, right side Krause with it. Now they go underneath to Bauman. Bauman double teamed, tries to get it out of there, and a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Luke Sano. The Irish up 44-25 with 2:06 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break here on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Back in Humboldt, the score 44-25. Rachel Bauman corralled that pass down there in the right short corner. Got kind of double-teamed down there. Coach Luke Sano called the headsy timeout to save the possession for the Irish. Krause will trigger it in. They find Witt. Witt, dribble drive to the paint. Puts a shot up. Won't fall. And a whistle. What we got? A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the shot by Witt was put up. We'll send Daisy Witt to the free throw line for a couple. Daisy has 4 points on the night. She is a 71.4 free throw shooter. Opportunity for a pair here. First one up and good by the senior Daisy Witt. Another one pending here. She got five now on the evening. And the score it goes to 45-25. A 20-point advantage as Daisy Witt can't get that one to go on the second one. So a 1-for-2 trip for Witt. Now the Titans back the other way. Bredemeyer has it on the left side. They swing it around back into the hands of Bredemeyer, who will dribble drive to the paint. Had an open look. Offensive rebound by Bastandig is going to be pulled down. And then on the shot, it's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Titans as the Irish couldn't corral the board. inbounding P.J. Howe. Howe throws it into Bestandig. Out top, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Bowen. Bowen tries a jump shot from the right corner that won't fall. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Dacey Witt for the Irish. Ahead, she throws it to Kraus. Cross-court pass, Georges will try a triple off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, it will go to HGRS as Kraus hit the floor there. I didn't see what happened. Just watching the shot, Kraus a little slow to get up. Nonetheless, she remains in the game. Into the ball game for HGRS. Comes back in Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon back in. With the basketball is the Titans. Right side it goes Howe. Howe underneath pass up and no good on the shot was put up by McLarnon. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Bestandig couldn't corral it. Witt takes it away from her. Witt into the front court for the Irish. Clock nearing a minute to play here in the third. Here's Georges with it. Back out top it goes Witt. Witt tries a three from the top of the key that's off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of good hustle there by Peyton Georges. Georges is able to corral the rebound for the Irish. Clock shows 50 seconds to play. Georges, top of the key, Witt. She'll try another three, same spot, up and good this time by Dacey Witt. Witt's got eight on the evening, and the Irish are ahead 48-25 with 37 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. Top of the key, Howe. Howe on the dribble drive up off the glass won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. We'll send P.J. Howe to the line where she's 0 for 2 on the night. Foul's going to be called on Sicker Hearts' Dorothy Kraus. On Kraus, her second personal foul, team foul number 3. Howe's free throw this time up and good. She's got 5 on the night. Into the ball game comes Lillian Bowen once again for the Titans. Had a quick breather there. Clock down to 29.9 as Howe's free throw up and good for another one. She's got 6 on the evening now. Irish will have the opportunity for the last shot here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Dacey Witt across the timeline. Standing in between the circles this time. Just dribbling the basketball. Both teams content with just letting the Irish have one shot. Clock down to 10 seconds. Now the Irish go. Dacey Witt, right side. Top of the key, Kraus. They work it around to Georges. Georges loses the handle on it. Kraus it. Tries to throw it out. Bowen intercepts it. And the clock's going to expire and take us to the end of the third quarter with the Irish leading 48-27. One quarter remains here in the girls' contest live from Humboldt. We'll take a one-minute break. Back with fourth quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M. The people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Or so after this girls contest finishes up, so stay tuned for that. Irish have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Reschke back into the ball game for the Irish. They pass it inside, turnaround jump shot put up that time by Macy. Taft is going to be blocked away, so Taft just into the ball game for the Irish. 48-27 the score here in the fourth quarter. Left side, Bredemeyer with it. Maddie Bredemeyer, bounce pass inside Bestandig. Bestandig has it blocked away by Reschke. Ends up in the hands of Limeron. Bailey Limeron into the front court for the Irish. Top of the key, Witt. Witt uses her dribble to the free throw line. A whistle and a foul is going to be called as Dacey Witt was making her move to the paint. Foul is going to be called on the Titans. Maddie Bredemeyer. On Bredemeyer, hurts third personal foul. Excuse me, that was on... Yes, Bredemeyer. Left side, Limeron puts his jump shot up that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Lillian Bowen. Bowen into the front court, brings it up herself. Right side it goes, Bredemeyer. She'll try a three from the right corner. Up and in. Bounced real high, top of the backboard high, and ends up falling through the hoop. Bredemeyer scores. She's got 11 now on the evening. This is Taft with it at the free throw line. Outside it goes to Witt. Witt, cross court pass Sano. Sano has it there. Top of the key, they move it to the left. Dacey Witt, cross court pass Sano. Sano will try a three, up and good. Avery Sano with her fifth three-pointer on the evening. She's got 15 now tonight. 51-30 the score, 6:27 left to play here in quarter number four. Cross-court pass for the Titans is Bowen, back out top of Bredemeyer. Now she moves to the right side with it. In front of the Titan bench, Bredemeyer, dribble drive up off the glass, has done that a couple times, can't get this shot to go. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Macy Taft for the Irish. Ahead it goes, Limeron. Now they find Dacey Witt in the right corner. They find it back outside. Now back to Witt, working the basketball against the zone defense by HTRS. They work it to Sano. Here's Reschke, open look for three, left corner, up and good. Elise Reschke knocks down the three-pointer, and Elise Reschke into double figures with 10 points on the night. Here is Bowen back the other way for the Titans. They try to throw it inside, turnaround jump shot by McLarnon is going to be blocked away by Taft. Now on the defensive rebound is Witt. Witt ahead to Sano. Sano will try another triple, up off, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by McLarnon and stolen away by Reschke. So they retain the possession. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Bredemeyer. It's going to go out of bounds to the Irish. Sub into the ball game for HTRS comes Jazzy Fry as well as Schaefer Cumro for the Titans. Witt will throw it in right in front of the Irish bench. They lob it into Limeron. Limeron right side Sano. Back top of the key it goes. Limeron and a kick ball is going to be called as Maddie Bredemeyer, good defensive effort there by the Titans. Inbounding will be Limeron underneath the basket this time on the left side. She throws it into Sano. Sano uses her dribble to the paint. Cross-court pass, it goes Witt, has an open look for three. Right corner, up and good. Stacey Witt knocks down the triple. She's got 10 points now, 11 points that is, on the evening. The Irish with a few players in double figures. Bredemeyer will try a three from the top of the key. The other side won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Avery Sano for the Irish. 57-30 the score. Into the front court, cross court pass Witt. Witt uses the dribble to the paint. Tries to throw it underneath to Reschke. A whistle and a pushing foul is going to be called on HTRS. Not in the bonus yet, so the Irish will just have the basketball. Foul's going to be called on. HGRS is Ellie Bastandig on Ellie, her third personal foul, team foul number two. 57-30 the score, 4:47 to play here in the fourth quarter. Inbounding will be Dacey Witt. Hallie Jones back in for the Irish. Inbounding it goes to Taft. Now to Limmer on top of the key. Bounce pass to Sano in the corner. Now they get it back out top. The Irish set up the offense. Bounce pass into the paint, Jones. They work it back around. Here's Limeron, who tries a three from the top of the key. Off this time, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Jazzy Fry for the Titans. Bredemeyer, left side it goes Cumro. Back over to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer moves to the left corner, picks up her dribble over there. Now tries to throw it into P.J. Howe. Nearly lost it, but able to corral it. Back out top it goes Bowen. Left side Bredemeyer. Shot clock to 15. Cross court pass Bowen. Bowen tries a three, top of the key, off front iron, won't fall. Avery Sano able to track down the rebound for the Irish. And with the basketball still all the way to the basket, and she's not able to get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Avery Sano to the free throw line for a couple. Foul's going to be called on Lillian Bowen. On Lillian, just her first personal foul, team foul number three. Sano at the stripe. Shot is on the way, up and good. Now with 16 points on the evening is Avery Sano. Into the ball game for HTRS comes Eden Durier. Durier in. heading to the benches. Maddie Lillian Bowen, that is. Second free throw for Sano, up and good as well. And it's a 59-30 advantage Sicker Heart here in the fourth quarter. 3:50 to play here at HTRS. Oh, good bounce pass underneath. Shot won't fall for the Titans. That over there was Durier. Couldn't get the shot to go. Great pass there from P.J. Howe. Into the front court come the Irish after the defensive rebound. Right side goes Stano. Inside Hallie Jones. Jones backs down. Puts it up off the glass and good. Hallie Jones backs her way down. Puts the shot up and good. 6 points on the night for Jones. 61-30 the score. A host of subs set to check in for the Irish on the dribble drive. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer has it knocked away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, on Avery Stano, on Avery, her second personal foul, team foul number one. Into the ballgame for the Irish comes Peyton Georges. Also out there, Kinley Lechtenberg. Krause will remain. Rachel Bauman out there, as well as Brinley Jones. Brinley Jones into the ballgame for the first time. They inbound it to Bredemeyer. She has it in the right corner. Dribble drive to the paint. Likes that little jump shot in the paint there. Can't get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul can be called on the Irish on Kinley Lechtenberg. On Kinley, her first personal foul, team foul number two. To the free throw line goes Maddie Bredemeyer. She is 2-for-3 from the stripe. First free throw up and no good that time. She is 2-for-4 on the night. Opportunity here for a second free throw on the way up and in and out, won't fall. Rebound could be tracked down by P.J. Howe for the Titans. Howe has it. She'll try a three from the left corner. Up off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Brinley Jones for the Irish. Jones using her dribble. Now passes it off to Georges. Georges, left side it goes. Krause, top of the key. Georges, they work it around. Krause, open look for three. Left wing won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Georges. Out top it goes Krause. Krause uses her dribble. Puts it up. Has it blocked away. Good defensive effort there by Jazzy Fry on the defense for the Titans. Back the other way. 61-30, the Irish lead. Here's Howe with it for the Titans. Up off the glass, it won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Brinley Jones. And on the rebound, it is going to be a foul. Still not in the bonus yet. Foul is going to be called on Eden Durier. On Durier, her first personal foul. Team foul number four. So one more, and the Irish will be shooting. Clock shows 2:29 left to go here in the ball game. Stay tuned. We will have a post-game show for you. Take a look at how all the individual players did scoring-wise here in tonight's contest. It is the Irish and the Titans battling it out here in Humboldt across county. Rivalry contest, however you want to describe it. The Irish and the Titans just separated by about 30 minutes travel time. On the ensuing possessions, this is Durier with it. Pass outside, it goes to Cumro. Cumro can't get the shot to fall. Rachel Bauman there on the defensive rebound for the Irish. 2 minutes left to go here in quarter number four. Here's Brinley Jones, has a shot put up and blocked away by the Titans, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called on Chloe Shupp. On Shupp, her first personal foul, team foul number five this time. So any other foul remaining here in quarter number four will result in Irish free throws. Free throw for Jones, up and good. Brinley Jones has the free throw with another one pending here. 62-30 the score. Jones, free throw off front iron, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down this time, pulled down by Shupp. Shupp has the rebound. Off to the right side it goes. New England ballgame, Eden Stewart. Stewart, right side it goes, Cumro. Back to Stewart. She'll try a triple. Up and good. Eden Stewart comes into the ballgame and shoots a three-pointer. That's good. 62-33, a minute 34 left to play here, quarter number four. Now on the next possession for the Irish, it's a three-pointer by Lechtenberg that won't fall. Offensive rebound by Brinley Jones. Out top, Georges, and she traveled with it. Traveling is the call. It will go back over to HTRS. Coach Sano walks down the bench, grabs a few more Irish players into the game. Comes CJ Tisdall, as well as Emily Tubbs and Lena Delaney. Lena Delaney in there for the first time for the Irish tonight. Titans basketball, right side Stewart with it. Uses her dribble, top of the key goes shove. Aside, Duryea. Duryea to the free throw line. Outside, Stewart will try another three. Up off this time, won't fall. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans. A turnover to Fall City Sigurd Harder. Also into the ballgame, Bailey Schmidt for the HDRS Titans. I think she's the only one I haven't mentioned here this evening. Into the front court for the Irish comes CJ Tisdall. Cross-court pass ends up in the hands of Tubbs. Back to Tisdall. Working it from right to left. Now they get it inside to Jones. Jones back out to Tisdall. Tisdall uses her dribble, has the shot blocked away, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. Foul is going to be called on Chloe Shupp. Her second personal foul, team foul, is in the bonus. So we will send CJ Tisdall to the free throw line for a pair. Free throw for Tisdall up and rolls about all around the rim. Won't fall. Another one pending here. 49.5 seconds left to go here in the fourth. Tisdall at the line. Shot is up off back iron, won't fall. Offensive rebound tracked down by Brinley Jones for the Irish. She hands it off to Tubbs. Tubbs uses her dribble. Back out to Tisdall. Tisdall into the right corner, Lechtenberg. Tisdall gets it right back. Underneath it goes Jones. Jones tries to bounce pass underneath Lechtenberg. Now the ball is loose. Ends up in the hands of Jones. They kick it out to Tisdall. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Eden Stewart. Stewart on the dribble. She goes to the right corner. Backs it back out top. Cumrow back to Stewart. She'll try a three. Right corner up off, won't fall. Rebound is going to be tracked down, that is, by Kinley Lechtenberg. Off to CJ Tisdall. We're getting close to the end of this ball game. 10 seconds left to go. As the Irish do have it, Tisdall will pass it to the left side. Tubbs will try a three. Up off, won't fall. 3 seconds. The Titans do corral it, and that will be the final horn. The Irish coming out victorious in this one, 62-33. So the Lady Irish move to 5-1 on the year. The HTRS Titans fall to 3-3. But a good contest by both teams here this evening. We're going to do is send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. Come back with a post-game show. You've been enjoying Richardson County High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
December is full of travel, gatherings, and holiday celebrations. Nemaha County Hospital wants to help us all stay safe this season. Their team reminds us to take breaks on long drives, stay alert even on short trips, and watch for icy sidewalks at holiday events. Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to wish you and your loved ones a safe and healthy holiday season. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
We just wrapped up the first game of our doubleheader here this evening, live from Humboldt. It was the Sicker Heart Lady Irish overtaking the HCRS Lady Titans 62-33. The Irish, with nine players to enter the scorebook here this evening, led by Avery Sano with 17 points on the night, 11 points for Daisy Witt, 10 points each for Elise Reschke and Bailey Limeron, 3 points for Peyton Georges and Dorothy Krause, 6 points for Hallie Jones, and it was 1 point each for Rachel Bauman and Brinley Jones for their total of 62. For the HTRS Titans, they were led by a pair of seniors. Ellie Bestandig had 11 points. Maddie Redemeyer also with 11 points. 6 points for P.J. Howe. 3 points for Eden Stewart. And 2 points for Kennedy McCarnan for their total of 33. 62-33, the final score here in the girls' contest. What we're going to do now is send it back to the studios for about a 12-minute break, and then we'll be back to get you set for the boys' contest here live from Humboldt. Again, my name is Cody Schwong, bringing you play-by-play here this evening. MJ Evans, our studio engineer. MJ, take it away for about 12 minutes, if you would.